You're too comfortable. Unless you try to do something beyond what you've already mastered, you will never grow. Ronald E. Osborne. I recently accomplished something I never thought I could do, but with encouragement from my partner and her belief in me, I attempted it and did it. It was a mental and emotional challenge that I was not sure I was up for. What's more, I thought I'd be completely exhausted afterward. Was I tired? Yes. But even more, I felt a sense of pride and accomplishment in myself. I can't believe I thought I couldn't do this, I thought. There's a saying I love, go as far as you can see, and then you can see farther. I recall this quote regularly for both myself and my clients because it's a reminder that if we're willing to try something beyond what we've already mastered, that's as far as we can see in the moment. But what it does is allows us to imagine what else we might be capable of. Think about a strict diet you've been on before. Maybe you didn't end up sticking to it forever because that's how diets work, but perhaps you were able to shop, chop, and cook up some new meals for a few weeks and stick to it to a T. Think about when you were exercising regularly, hitting the gym or going for a walk every day. Again, maybe you didn't end up keeping up this habit. Perhaps you realized that you could keep it up, though, for 2 weeks. But here's the thing. If you could keep it up for 2 weeks, then surely you could keep it up for 2 weeks in 1 day. And surely if you could keep it up for 2 weeks in a day, then you can definitely keep it up for 2 weeks in 2 days. You see where I'm going. In other words, you don't know how far you can go until you're willing to try something beyond what you've already done. Now, this isn't just for health purposes. Yes, you may have heard me before, but the four areas to develop healthy lifestyle habits around are your sleep, food, mood, and exercise. But this concept of trying something beyond what you've already mastered is also good for you as a person. As a coach, I studied what makes for a flourishing life, and one of those things I learned was that we must be accomplishing things that we find meaningful. In other words, we need to keep challenging ourselves so that we can keep growing. It's an essential piece of our happiness and well-being. So when was the last time you purposefully made yourself uncomfortable? I structure it in by participating in regular Toastmasters meetings. Every time I get up to speak, especially extemporaneously, I'm nervous. My heart starts racing, my breathing shallows, and I want to do anything in this moment except get up in front of people and talk. Whether it's public speaking or any other circumstance I put myself in that makes me uncomfortable, I learn, and therefore I grow. Not to mention, I increase my confidence just a little bit, and for me, there's no better feeling than hitting my pillow every night, knowing and feeling a sense of pride and accomplishment. Think of challenging yourself and accomplishing meaningful things not as an option, but as a necessity if you want to keep moving toward the best version of yourself. Plus, what greater way to practice self-care than to value yourself enough to keep learning and growing? So be creative. Think outside the box. What area or areas of your life are you too comfortable? At work? At home, in your relationships, in your care for your health? If you're as far as you can see right now in these areas, what would it look like to see just a little bit farther? Uncomfortable? Perfect. Now we're talking. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time. Thanks again for listening to my audio blog. If you're a woman in midlife who's been feeling stuck for a while, needs some extra support as you make healthy changes in your life, or simply needs a gentle nudge in the right direction, I might be able to help. I've set aside some office hours to provide laser coaching time for you. You've heard my voice. Now I'd like to hear yours. Feel free to book a time to talk with me. The link to do so is in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you next time.